Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Xin Jiu Luo Bei.
Shanghai's metro network now extends more than 800 kilometers, the longest in the world. Zhang Hong tells us more about its development in the past decade as daily trips increased 5.1 million compared to 2012.
Over a decade ago, Metro Line 10, then the newest line, was the first to feature a driverless train in the city. A Shentong Metro Group employee said, automated driving is safer and more efficient.
On Line 10, a delay of more than 5 minutes only occurs once every 20 million kilometers of operations.
There are now 7 automated lines in the city, including Line 14, 15, and 18. Metro Line 2, which carries the most passengers, is now supported by 2 signal systems, which the city's metro operator said is unique in the world.
If a problem occurs in one system, the other one will automatically start operating so that the subway trains continue to run.
A newly built digital network is used to monitor each line and station. At the maintenance center on Xinjia Road, the system sends an alarm if it detects unusual data. Maintenance crews will receive the information and head to the site. It only takes about 10 minutes to fix most problems.
In the next 10 years, we'll continue to pursue high-quality development through digital transformation. We plan to automate all metro lines.
By the end of last year, the city's subway network stretches more than 800 kilometers with over 500 stations. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
China made short work of their German opponents to sweep the men's final at the World Table Tennis Team Championship yesterday in Chengdu, Sichuan Province. The triumph gave them the Swathling Cup for the 10th straight year and a record 22 times overall. Yesterday was a repeat of the 2018 final and marked the 6th time China and Germany met in the final, with China prevailing every time. Georg Roscoff's squad failed to win again. Olympic gold medalist Ma Long defeated Germany's top player and newly crowned European champion Qiu Dang 11-9, 11-6, 9-11, 11-1. On Saturday, the Chinese women's team claimed its 5th straight world title after sweeping Japan 3-0. It was also a record-extending 22nd time for China to have lifted the Corbillon Cup.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said yesterday that Saturday's explosion on a bridge to Crimea was an act of terrorism. The Russian Investigative Committee opened a criminal terror investigation into the explosion that damaged a vital supply line. Zhang Yue has more.
Alexander Bastrykin, chairman of the Russian Investigative Committee, said that they have already established the route of the truck which exploded. It drove through Bulgaria, Georgia, Armenia, North Ossetia, and the Krasnodar territory.
As you just reported, there's no doubt it was a terrorist act directed at the destruction of critically important civilian infrastructure. And the authors, perpetrators, and those who ordered it are from the special services of Ukraine.
Bastrykin said that citizens of Russia and foreign countries were also involved in the incident. On Saturday, a deadly blast hit the 19-kilometer Crimean Bridge, which consists of 2 parallel routes for both automobiles and trains over the Kerch Strait. A truck exploded on the road bridge, causing 7 fuel tanks of a train heading to the Crimean Peninsula to catch fire. 3 people were killed in the blast, which also led to the partial collapse of 2 spans of the road bridge. Russia has issued a decree banning the entry and transit of trucks of companies registered in the European Union, Norway, Ukraine, and the UK. The White House said on Sunday that it would continue to arm Ukraine, but declined direct comment on the explosion. The German government has prepared another package of assistance to Ukraine in the amount of 11 million euros, containing some winter uniforms and heated tents. A senior Russian foreign ministry official has warned that the West's deliveries of long-range and more powerful weapons to Ukraine will be a red line for Russia. The official added that Russia's response to such actions will be determined based on the results of a comprehensive analysis of the current situation. 张悦，上海 Life。